There was an old beat-up car that had a sticker on the back that said, "I go wherever I'm told." That's exactly how the car could have screamed. "I go wherever I'm told." Well, one of the beautiful things about life is that we are called co-creators with God. God gave us a mind, free will, and energy to decide what to do with our life. And there is a sentence full of wisdom which I received from one of my students, which I repeat often. We were talking about temptation. The bad idea to do something bad to become a bad person. And I said, every time you have a bad idea, say no. That's not for me. Reject temptation by saying no. And the young girl said, "Father, every time you say no to temptation, you say yes to God. Every time you say no to something bad, you are actually saying yes to something good, to your future, to all the people that you love. You are saying, I love you more than this deception, than this idea." But St. John Chrysostom says, sometimes we do not celebrate our victories enough. We cry and say, why did I have this temptation? Why did I have this bad idea? Welcome to humanity. Welcome to the planet. But did you celebrate? Do not augment the power of temptation or evil by forgetting the power of victory. Do not augment evil, because by doing that you diminish the joy of having survived a battle and become a better person. Celebrate your victories. We laugh and we are happy when we sin, and we cry when we repent. It's like dyslexic Christianity. You should cry when you sin, and you should be happy and joyful that God has given you an opportunity to become a better person. That the evil that you did was not the last thing that you did. The evil that you conquered could be the beginning of habitual, powerful decisions that will bring beauty into your life. And the final thought is this. In the Ukrainian sermon, I said, why did Christ do miracles? So that we might become better people. God does not need to show off. He created the universe and keeps it in existence. If that is not enough to impress us, then nothing is. Moving a few molecules, curing a few bones and ligaments and sinews, nothing much. But what Jesus said at the beginning is most important. Your sins are forgiven. If you want the world to change, then you change. If you want your family to become better, you become better. We often want to take the little splinter out of our brother's sister's eye while we have a log in our own. Begin today by saying, celebrate the beautiful things that you did. Celebrate your victory over bad ideas and temptations. You said yes to something good every time you said no to something bad. Slava Isusu Christu.
Amen.